Welcome to a Swiftie Snapshot podcast. Hi, I'm Silver. This is a podcast about Taylor Swift. Each episode, I go through a different song from Taylor's discography. I started with her debut album and will be going until, well, who knows at this point. For each song, I delve into the history behind the music, break down the lyrics, and talk about what the song means to me. Every so often, I invite a fellow Swiftie to have these discussions with. Each episode finishes with the segments Taylor's Trends and This Week's Version of Taylor. Jump, fall, and become even more enchanted with Taylor alongside me. Are you ready for it? Welcome to a Swiftie Snapshot podcast. Hi, I'm Silver. For my listeners, you will have just heard the newest introduction, which I wanted to do to signify the beginning of Season 3. Today's episode is Episode 1. Of Season 3 of A Swiftie Snapshot and the beginning of the Speak Now era. Today's song is track number 1, Mine. So welcome to Season 3, and let's get into the history of the first song of Speak Now. Mine was written by Taylor Swift. It was produced by Taylor and Nathan Chapman and released as a single on August 3rd, 2010. It was the first single of the Speak Now album. Then it was also released on the album release on October 25th, 2010. Mine was inspired by an unnamed crush. It tells the story of a girl whose parents' failed marriage has caused her to take a pessimistic view on love. Over time, she falls in love with someone who convinces her to start believing in love again. But she still fears that something will go wrong. It is rumored to be about the late Cory Monteith. Taylor said, "I was reflecting back on a boy I liked at a certain time." She said this song is about what it would be like if she let her guard down. Taylor explained that the song is about her tendency to run from love after seeing many relationships end in goodbye and breakups. She continued on saying, "I think I've developed this pattern of sort of running away when it comes time to fall in love and to stay in a relationship." The song is sort of about finding the exception to that and finding someone who would make you believe in love and realize that it could work out. Taylor said, "This song is the first single because it has this. There was this moment between Nathan and I, my producer, when I brought this song in and when we made this demo in one day in his basement, and we just kind of looked at each other and were like, this is it. This is the one. All of the times that I've had the moment with songs of this is the one, it's been a good call. So I'm hoping for the best on this one. Wish me luck." On August 3rd, 2010, the song was leaked online, forcing it to be shipped to country radio prematurely ahead of the intended August 16th release date. So we got the Speak Now era 2 weeks before the intended release. There is a music video for Mine. It was directed by Taylor and Roman White, and this is the first time Taylor was a director of her own music video. This was her directorial debut. And what a debut it was, because as we know, her director history is very full and colorful. And this is where it all began. The music video premiered on August 27th, 2010, and starred British actor Toby Hemingway. He was cast by Taylor after seeing him in Feast of Love. The pair never had a romantic relationship, with Taylor stating that she picked him after seeing him wear her lucky number 13 on a shirt in his movie. The music video was filmed in Kennebunkport, Maine, and also starred Jacqueline Jarrett as the younger version of Taylor. Mine won several awards. It was nominated in 2011 for Top Country Song at the Billboard Music Awards. It won Publisher of the Year and award-winning songs at the 2011 BMI Country Awards. It won Video of the Year and was nominated for Female Video of the Year and Web Video of the Year at the CMT Music Awards. Nominated for the Most Watched Video of the Year at the 2011 Much Music Video Awards. Nominated for Favorite Song at the 2011 Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards. Nominated for Choice Love Song at the 2011 Teen Choice Awards. And won award-winning songs at the 2012 BMI Pop Awards. there are a number of performances of mine, so let's go through them all. It was first performed on June 11th, 2010, at a small intimate concert, which then aired as a part of the CMA Music Festival Country's Night to Rock on ABC on September 1st, 2010. It was performed at the 2010 NFL opening kickoff event on October 5th, 2010 on the Italian X Factor, on October 9th, 2010 at the Grand Ole Opry's 85th birthday celebration, on October 21st, 2010 at the BBC Radio 2 studio, on October 24th, 2010 at the Paul O'Grady Show, on October 25th, 2010 on Speak Now, Taylor Swift Live from New York City, which was a special program streamed live on CMT, MTV, VH1, and other MTV networks' websites. Mine was performed on October 26th, 2010 at the Today Show, October 27th, 2010 on Live with Regis and Kelly, on November 2nd, 2010 on Dancing with the Stars, on BBC Radio 1's first Teen Awards in London, and on November 19th, 2010 on the Japanese program Music Station. Mine was performed at all venues of the Speak Now World Tour. It was the second song on the set list, and Taylor wore a gold, sparkly, fringed cocktail dress with black boots. She played a red electric guitar and had her signature 13 drawn on the back of her hand. Mine was performed at two venues of the Red Tour as the surprise song, on April 26, 2013 in Indianapolis, Indiana, and on June 1st, 2014 in Japan. Mine was performed at one venue of the 1989 World Tour on December 8, 2015 in Adelaide, Australia. Taylor dedicated this acoustic performance of the song to 17-year-old Rachel Erlandson, who had died in a car crash before she was able to attend Taylor's Australian leg of the tour. Finally, mine was lastly performed on the Reputation Stadium Tour as the surprise song on June 30th, 2018 in Louisville, Kentucky. Mine is certified 2x platinum in Australia, platinum in Canada, gold in Japan, gold in New Zealand, silver in the United Kingdom, and 3x platinum in the United States. The hidden message for mine is Toby, which is, of course, for the actor from the music video. That's all for the history of mine. Let's get into the lyric breakdown, which we will do in conjunction with the music video synopsis. The introduction. It is a upbeat tempo, and Taylor is vocalizing with some ahs. Ah, 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 ah. I'm sure you can all hear it in your head, and I am not doing it justice. In the music video, it begins with Taylor walking into a rustic cafe. She is wearing a summer dress with a light brown patterned bodice and a dark brown skirt with white lace trim and details. Her hair is in a braid over her shoulder. She is carrying a large book bag slash purse. She sits down at a table with her back to the front window and watches a couple at a nearby table in an apparent argument. Then the music video flashes back to Taylor's childhood, where she is watching her parents argue in the kitchen as she is standing in a darkened hallway. Then it flashes back to the cafe, and Taylor sort of rolls her eyes at the argument. Verse 1. You were in college, working part-time, waiting tables. Taylor sets the timeline immediately in this new Speak Now era. This is now college Taylor. She would have been 20 years old when the song was released, and we have left teenage Taylor behind. We have left country debut Nashville roots Taylor behind. We have left fairy tale fearless Taylor behind. We are now into the Speak Now era, and she sets this stage immediately with this first lyric of not only the song, but of the entire era. In the music video, Taylor is walking through a sunlit forest field. There are fern plants all over the ground and trees in the background. She is wearing a white spaghetti strap sundress with a slim brown belt.
Hanging from strings in the forest are photographs, assumedly of the memories, which she details in this song. As the music video narrative goes on, it will continue to flash back to Taylor in this forest setting, singing and looking at the pictures as the other narrative goes on. Left a small town and never looked back. To me, this signifies the beginning of moving away from those country roots. A small town is a country music trope. And leaving it behind, even though Speak Now is still considered a country album, this foreshadows Taylor's music genre trajectory. In the music video, we get our first look of Toby. He is the server at the cafe that Taylor is sitting in. He approaches the table that Taylor is at. I was a flight risk with a fear of falling. I'm a big fan of the alliteration use here. And in the music video, Toby and Taylor's eyes meet and there is instant chemistry radiating off the screen. Wondering why we bother with love if it never lasts. Pre-chorus one. I say, can you believe it? As we're lying on the couch, the moment I could see it, yes, yes, I can see it now. In the music video, the frame freezes on the setting in the cafe and pulls out now as if we are looking at a photograph. Chorus one. Do you remember we were sitting there by the water? Taylor is taking us onto this narrative journey. She's going to list these memories and emotions. In the music video, Toby and Taylor are sitting on the sand on a beach. Toby is wearing a dark brown t-shirt. Taylor is wearing a loose knit cream sweater. They are sitting closely together facing each other and Taylor laughs. Next scene then flashes to them walking along the water's edge on this beach. Taylor is wearing a different white spaghetti strap summer dress with a gold pattern detail along the skirt bottom. She is also wearing a thin white headband crown style with a white flower attached off to the side. This is very circa 2010. I think I have worn this exact look in my hair. Toby is wearing a black t-shirt and black denim, and he has his arm around her. You put your arm around me for the first time. We get a literal representation of that in the music video. You made a rebel of a careless man's careful daughter. This is my favorite line in the entire song. It's so detailed and clever, and for me, easy to relate to. In the music video, Toby and Taylor are frolicking along the water's edge. Taylor is laughing as Toby is jumping, as in an attempt to entertain her. It flashes back to more cuddling and near kisses of them sitting in their original beach outfits. You are the best thing that's ever been mine. We get the first title lyric here. And in the music video, we get a new setting. Taylor and Toby are sitting on the couch. Taylor is sitting upright. Her hair is down over her shoulder. She is wearing a thin wool gray long-sleeved sweater. And Toby is lying in her lap, staring up at her as she strokes his hair. They are smiling and conversing with each other. Verse 2. Flash forward, and we're taking on the world together. And there's a drawer of my things at your place. This is big for Taylor. Taylor is having sleepovers with a boy. This is definitely adult Taylor. We don't see this kind of dynamic slash relationship in the first two albums. Taylor's growing up. In the music video, we see Taylor and Toby through a front window on a porch carrying moving boxes. Taylor is kind of laughing slash trying to assist Toby as his load of boxes is entirely too heavy and awkward, but he manages. You learn my secrets and you figure out why I'm guarded. You say we'll never make my parents' mistakes. I like the tie-in of you figure out why I'm guarded with the chorus line of you made a rebel of a careless man's careful daughter. This is him figuring out her. In the music video, Taylor is now unpacking the boxes. She has her hair in two braids, wearing a loose white t-shirt and black leggings. She pulls out a picture frame out of a box and the camera shows a picture of her younger self posing with her parents on their front porch steps. A quick flash of young Taylor with her parents arguing in the background is shown, and then back to the house and unpacking as Toby enters the room Taylor is in wearing a tan t-shirt. Pre-chorus 2. But we got bills to pay. In the music video, Toby pulls wall ornamental flower mounts out of a box. We got nothing figured out when it was hard to take. Now, this is interesting because she's saying we've got nothing figured out, but I beg to differ because if you ask Toby, he's saying, well, I'm figuring out Taylor. That's where his mind is. And she alludes to this earlier in verse 2 where she says, you figure out why I'm guarded. It's an interesting viewpoint because she is speaking for them there, but yet I think that Toby would say something different. Keep that in mind. When it was hard to take, yes, yes, this is what I thought about. In the music video, Taylor is now wearing a long-sleeved flannel shirt unbuttoned with her hair up in a ponytail and motions with both arms that she wants a hug from Toby. He obliges. It then shows a silhouette of the two of them against that front window, and Toby is dancing and twirling Taylor. Chorus 2. Same lyrics as chorus 1, and the music video scenes are from the living room, dancing, hugging, twirling. It shows young Taylor and her parents' argument, and it shows a new scene of Taylor and Toby watching a sunset. In this sunset scene, Taylor is standing with her back against Toby's chest. His arms are holding her, and the sunset light is reflected on them. We get a third chorus back-to-back with the second one, and this is where we get a lyric change-up. Do you remember all the city lights on the water? In the music video, Taylor and Toby are now in a rowboat on a lake. It's very notebook style. Taylor is wearing a tan cardigan. Her hair is in a low side bun. Toby is wearing a white buttoned-up shirt with a dark gray jacket over. Toby points at something behind Taylor in an attempt to distract her. Taylor turns to look, and Toby pulls a ring in a ring box out of his pocket. Taylor turns back around. You saw me start to believe for the first time. Taylor is shocked when she sees this ring in the box. She says yes, and she goes to give Toby a hug. You made a rebel of a careless man's careful daughter. Toby puts the ring on Taylor's finger. You are the best thing that's ever been mine. The proposal has happened in this rowboat. We go to the bridge. A new scene emerges in the music video. Taylor and Toby are in their kitchen. Toby is in a white buttoned-up shirt and tie. He tosses his suit jacket onto the counter. There are tensions, and they are high. Taylor has her back to him initially at the sink. She is wearing a black mid-length sleeved shirt. Her hair is down, but then they begin fighting, and Taylor is now facing Toby. And I remember that fight, 2:30 a.m., as everything was slipping right out of our hands. I ran out crying, and you followed me out into the street. Taylor leaves Toby in the kitchen and literally runs out into their front yard, into the dark street. Flashback to young Taylor running out of her childhood home into that front yard too. Adult Taylor is crying. Braced myself for the goodbye. We see Taylor's parents arguing. 'Cause that's all I've ever known. The news took me by surprise. Toby approaches Taylor in the yard from behind her and takes her hand gently. She attempts to pull away. You said, I'll never leave you alone. Taylor and Toby are now facing each other. Toby has Taylor's face in his hands and their foreheads are touching. She is still crying, but he offers her reassurance. Chorus 4. You said, now we get Toby's point of view. I remember how we felt sitting by the water. And every time I look at you, it's like the first time. Flashbacks of their time on the beach, intercut with Toby holding Taylor's face in the present. I fell in love with a careless man's careful daughter. Taylor and Toby are unpacking boxes from the trunk of a red car and carrying them onto their porch, dancing in the silhouette of the window. She is the best thing that's ever been mine. Taylor is showing us that Toby echoes her sentiments. So far, like I mentioned earlier, we have only been getting Taylor's point of view of this relationship. But here we get a peek at Toby. at his psyche and what he's thinking and going through. And we see that it echoes Taylor. He feels the same way as she does. In the music video, we see Toby and Taylor getting married. They are exiting a church in wedding attire with their friends and family cheering them on. In the song, we go into the outro. Hold on, make it last. Hold on, never turn back. You made a rebel of a careless man's careful daughter. You are the best thing that's ever been mine. Yeah, yeah. Do you believe it? We're gonna make it now. And I can see it. I can see it now. See it now. See it now. In this outro, we see a bunch of quick scenes of Toby and Taylor's life together. Taylor is carrying a baby. Toby is holding up the baby. Taylor is reading a book to a blonde, toddler-aged boy on her lap. Taylor watches Toby and her oldest son from their front window holding her pregnant belly. Then Taylor and Toby are sitting on either side of one of their sons at a birthday party, celebrating. Two boys are jumping on Taylor and Toby's bed as they wake them up, smiling and laughing. Taylor and Toby and their two sons visit the beach. Shots of the four of them walking, holding hands, and then the two boys in swimming attire waving to the camera, and then the four of them having a splash war. Then, as we finish the outro, and I can see it now, I can see it now, see it now, see it now, we go back to the freeze frame of that initial cafe setting, and then we zoom back in. It's so interesting. So was this all in Taylor's mind? Because this is what is being shown to us. She sees it all in a moment as she meets Toby's eyes in that cafe. I have so much to say about this. The first thing being, I don't know if you remember from the episode that I did with Hillary of You Belong With Me. And we talked about the phenomenon that you wouldn't know that Lucas and Taylor ended up together just from listening to the lyrics of the song. It's not until we got the music video and saw the intended narrative of the song that it is confirmed that those two end up together. So I wonder if the same logic applies here. You don't know if this is actually going to happen or if it is just all in Taylor's mind in a moment. The music video suggests that it does, but you wouldn't know that without the music video. But you can also argue the other way, that it actually doesn't happen, that it is all in Taylor's mind in a moment. An argument could be presented for both sides. So that's what I have to say about that. But I also want to say, think about Begin Again, Taylor's version from Red. Think about On a Wednesday in a Cafe, I watched it begin again. Was this part of the inspiration for Begin Again? It feels like such a strong link to me. There's so much there. Anyways, what does this song mean to me? Well, this song, it perfectly encompasses the excitement of a new relationship, but also the hard work, the longevity of that relationship requires. It's a beautiful transition from a fairy tale world to an adult reality. But Taylor hasn't given up on that romance, and neither do I. And that's what mine means to me.
Let's talk Taylor's trends. This is the part of A Swiftie Snapshot where I highlight different trends that Taylor uses in her lyrics. We have six potential trends to choose from: the weather trend, the colors trend, the calendar trend, the time of day trend, the style trend, and the transport trend. Let's see what trends Taylor used in this song.
Alrighty. We only have one Taylor's trend in this song, and that is the iconic time of day trend lyric. And I remember that fight, 2:30 a.m. Total of one time of day trend and a total of one Taylor's trend.
This week's version of Taylor. Join me every week to discuss breaking Taylor news, whether that's spottings, Easter eggs, social media presence, or general Taylor news. Let's see what she's been up to recently.
Taylor news. We have so much to talk about. I can't even believe all that has happened since the last time we spoke. I know I had a week off as I was preparing for season 3, and Taylor did a lot in these past couple of weeks. So let's get right into it. The biggest news was that on September 20th, Taylor accepted the Songwriter Artist of the Decade Award and performed at the Nashville Songwriter Awards. During the day before the award ceremony, TikTok tweeted, "Meet us at Taylor Swift's TikTok at midnight Eastern Standard Time." Well, we were all abuzz all day long, had no idea what this meant. Then at midnight, lo and behold, Taylor posts a TikTok. It is a series that she has called Midnight's Mayhem with Me. She uses a bingo wheel to randomly select numbers that are painted on the individual balls, and each number that she pulls will reveal a track title. So far, we have had 5 TikTok videos of these segments. And as Taylor announces each individual title, she uses a red telephone that is also a microphone. So let's go through each of the videos we've gotten so far and their respective track titles. Now, I am recording this on October 1st. So far, she's been releasing one every other day at midnight. So if our calculations are correct and the pattern continues, there will be another one tonight. However, as this is coming out on the 3rd, I will be a bit behind. But have no fear, next week we will cover any of the segments and track titles that we do not today. But the ones we have so far, the first video we got, Taylor revealed track number 13. I'll leave it up to you to speculate whether that was intentional or actually fate, as she says. Track number 13 from the upcoming Midnights album is titled Mastermind. Track number 8, 2 days later, Vigilante Shit. Track number 7, Question, ... Track number 6, Midnight Rain. And the final track as of this date that has been revealed is track number 2, Maroon. We have 5 of the 13 titles revealed so far, 8 more to go, and it has been so wonderful to see Taylor every other day on her TikTok. Her style has just been flawless, full of those 1960 vibes. We saw Meredith make an appearance on the track number 8 segment. It's been so much fun. A little lack of sleep inducing, but fun nevertheless. We've gotten some Midnight's merch releases. On September 26th, it was a Midnight's merch release, mostly clothing. However, 2 favorite items of mine were the Taylor Swift Midnight's vinyl collector's case, which I promptly purchased, and the jeweled bracelet. So this has a different colored jewel for each of Taylor's 12 albums. This is going to be a precious belonging. I already know it. Then on September 29th, Taylor released an exclusive Capital One Midnights box set. Was not fortunate enough to purchase that, but it was there. So that's what's been going on with Midnights. Let's see what else has been going on with Taylor. Lots of news still to go through. Taylor posted a picture of herself performing at the Nashville Songwriter Awards on her Instagram and captioned it, "It felt great to play in Nashville last night. Thanks to all the fans who showed up and screamed the words to all 10 minutes of All Too Well." Taylor was nominated for International Highlight at the 2022 Acervo Music Awards. Taylor declined performing at the Super Bowl halftime show on the basis that she was waiting until she had finished all 6 of her re-recordings. Blake Lively shared a new picture of herself with Taylor on Blake's Instagram pregnancy announcement post. "We got an exclusive look at Taylor for Rolling Stones. It was a picture of her sitting in a recording studio. She is singing into a microphone while sitting on a piano bench backwards with a small keyboard on her lap. Her arms are mimicking playing a guitar." Taylor is very active online these past couple of weeks. On September 19th on Weibo, September 20th, she liked 6 and commented on 4 TikToks. September 21st, liked 20 and commented on 7 TikToks. September 23rd, she liked 9 tweets. September 24th, liked 8 and commented on 2 TikToks. And on September 30th, she liked 13 tweets and 24 TikToks. Taylor surpassed 225 million Instagram followers. She posted on her Instagram about the upcoming 2022 U.S. midterm elections on November 8th, encouraging others to register to vote. She used the phrase, only 49 midnights, as a countdown. And finally, Spotify released a new playlist called Written by Taylor Swift. That's all for this week's version of Taylor and for Season 3, Episode 1, Mine. Next week, I will be covering the song Sparks Fly. Don't forget to follow and subscribe on all the platforms so you don't miss any content or episodes. And on that note, come back, be there.